latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Monday's Newcastle United headlines, and Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez took the positives out of the 1-1 draw with Liverpool on Sunday and said he was happy to settle for a point. José Lu cancelled out Philippe Coutinho's sumptuous 27th-minute opener 9 minutes later, although what he knew about it is debatable after Joel Matip's attempted clearance came back off him and ended up rolling into the net. It was one of the few chances that Newcastle created with billionaire businesswoman Amanda Staveley, who is reportedly looking for a Premier League club in which to invest, among a crowd of 52,500 at St James's Park. By contrast, the Reds carved out a series of openings, and but for Republic of Ireland keeper Rob Elliott and some substandard finishing, could have emerged with 3 points rather than one. Well, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp felt his side deserved more, and although Benitez doesn't like dropping points on home soil, he said he was happy to take it. He said, "It's not a question of if I agree with Jurgen or not. It's a question of some games you have what you deserve, some games not too much. In this case, we got 1 point at home, and I don't like that, but still, against the top side, I think it's positive." Meanwhile, the talk around entrepreneur Amanda Staveley, who was in attendance for the match, continued, sparking suggestions that she is involved in a takeover attempt of the club. Reports emerged over the weekend claiming that owner Mike Ashley is still attempting to push through a sale of Newcastle United for a sum of around £380 million. A number of unnamed potential investors are said to have stepped forward, with non-disclosure agreements being signed to give supporters hope of a takeover being close. According to The Sun, Staveley is helping to get a deal over the line after watching from the stands as Newcastle played out the 1-0 draw with Liverpool. Staveley is a former girlfriend of Prince Andrew, runs a £20 billion pounds private equity fund and has previously helped Taksin Shinawatra sell Manchester City to Sheikh Mansour in 2008.